ready for your host. Here she goes.
Welcome to Diary of a Botox Bitch podcast.
Oh man, can't get enough of your voice. Keep on talking.
Hi, I'm Dr. Botox and welcome to my podcast, Diary of a Botox Bitch. They call me Dr. Botox because I'm an Irish Botox doctor and I've shot up more faces than LeBron James has shot threes. I'm coming to you live from downtown Los Angeles. They also call me Dr. Botox because I'm an Irish reality TV star and I did a lot of shows back across the pond. But don't worry, but I was the villain. The rest of my co-stars, or as I like to call them, my supporting cast, they're all still in therapy, but I'm good. I got a green card. I did a lot of shows back across the pond, guys, don't judge. One of the shows I did was called The Real Housewives of Ireland. It happened. And The Real Housewives of Ireland was called Southside Housewives, Dublin Wives, The Housewives of Dublin. It had a million names because every season they wouldn't pay the license fee and they used to fight with Bravo. And actually, I sided with Bravo because they used to swipe the likeness. We used to do all these opening, you know, in the gold dresses. I'm the only girl in the world wearing gold dress. By the way, this is my merch, Diary of a Botox Bitch merch. It's a collab with Pablo Flamingo, a clothing brand here in LA. So my pronouns are Botox. I did a lot of reality TV shows back across the pond. Like I said, I'm good. I was the villain. The rest of my co-stars, they're all back across the pond in therapy, but I'm all good. And one of the other shows I did was called The Real Housewives of Ireland, which was like The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but less money, like a lot less money. I also did a show called Celebrity Big Brother in the UK, which is a lot like, well, it's a lot like Big Brother, but a lot less celebrity, called Dr. Botox by the British tabloids. They quickly dubbed me Dr. Botox. And I hosted a show called 50 Plastic Surgery Shockers, or as I like to call it, 50 Fucked Up Faces. As you can tell, I have a massive hematoma bruise here. Actually, I should probably dab a little bit of this on it, but whatever. Who cares? I had my Botox done. I have a slight ptosis here, but it's fine. It'll be gone in like 5 or 6 days. Not a big deal. Put a few little drops of iodopine. The thing is, actually, I rang Allergan and I was like, hi, it's Dr. Botox from The Real Housewives of Ireland. I'm in Los Angeles. I can't get home to do my own Botox, but like I have the biggest clinic in Ireland. Also clinical director of Harley Street by the age of 30. So hook a bitch up. Allergan were like, cute, but go fuck yourself. So I had to find I went to a Russian Botox bitch down in the Wilshire corridor. She did a great job. So I had my Botox done about 2 weeks ago and then she did my lips. And my lips are great. A bruise here. She did a little bit in my marionettes as well. Like, whatever, who cares? Also, I can't barely sit down today because I went to this great gym called Cosmo Contour in the Valley. So thank you so much for amazing complimentary afternoon there. I mean, both from the point of view of you do exercise in capsules in red light and it burns more calories. Well, it says it does anyway. And then also they have these amazing rollers, which are great for cellulite, etc. But actually, medically, they were stupendous. They were just so, so good for, I have a little injury at the moment and it's almost like a foam roller, but on steroids. So Cosmo Contour, thank you. I was going to delay filming the first and second episode of a Diary of a Botox Bitch podcast. And then I thought, who cares? I may as well come on and say, yes, I've got a bruise. Because if you're getting filler, you may as well know there's a risk of bruising and swelling. So on this show, we're going to talk about all things reality TV, spilling the tea. And it's so funny because I've done three of the biggest franchises. I'm basically a reality TV gun for hire. I also do a lot of stand-up comedy. So this week I was at the store in La Jolla and I was opening the show there. Well, the host obviously did a cold open and then I was opening afterwards. And then coming up, I'm at Ice House and Comedy Store in Sunset the next month. Everything link in the bio. And also my skincare, we're super busy, but also this show, I just wanted to let you know, is sponsored by Dermaface MD. And Dermaface MD skincare is made in California. It's cruelty free. It's Leaping Bunny certified. And basically my original brand in Europe for over 10 years is Dermaface, which is Botox and filler. And I also had Dermadental, which was teeth whitening. And so this is very much an established brand in Europe, but newer to California. And I'll explain. I get a little bit more comfortable how I end up formulating this because it involves a story concerning skin cancers, freaking out. I can barely say it myself. They say time plus trauma means you can deal with things. I don't know if anyone can ever deal with skincare cancer. It freaks me out. But the long and the short of it is I had to have some things removed. And in fact, one I had removed right before I did Celebrity Big Brother in the UK, so much so that I was taking out my own sutures in the hotel where they had us in hiding before we went into the actual Celebrity Big Brother house, which, by the way, was completely filthy, disgusting. There was crumbs all over the floor. They didn't feed us properly. It was just horrible. The money you get paid, it's not worth it. Whatever, okay. I still talk to the producer, so hey, Roz, I love you. The advanced skincare is advanced 1000x hyaluronic acid. And the reason I formulated this was because after I had something removed and did Celebrity Big Brother, I then came out and went back to Ireland and did a treatment of Effudex for a month, which burnt my own face off. It's horrible. Far too aggressive, if you ask me, but, you know, whatever. So afterwards, my skin barrier was really broken. So that's why I came up with Dermaface MD. So we'll talk more about that and the other skincare in the section, which we call Bow Talks, which is a subsection within podcast Diary of a Botox Bitch. And I'll also read an excerpt from my book at the End, which is my book, Diary of a Botox Bitch. As always, merch, this today I'm wearing my pronouns are Botox Bitch. And this is a collab with an LA designer called Pablo Flamingo. And this is a collab that I've done. And we also have another one, Diary of a Botox Bitch as well. So this one just says my pronouns are Botox Bitch. And I'll go on stage tonight and do comedy and probably wear this. I'm not going to change hugely. Might put a bit more concealer on my bruise, but actually it's not too bad. I remember one time I did my own. So I normally typically do my own Botox. I'm the best person I know for Botox. So I'm just going to say it. Botox Bitch hooks herself up. But one time I did do my own lips, and I'm right handed, so I did a great job on this side. And then when I came to this side, I totally screwed it up. I had a massive hematoma. So this by comparison is nothing, because I remember going to one of my colleagues and being like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do this? My lip was like just so bad. It's like the time when I actually had Effudex treatment going on. I still worked through it. And I just said to patients, oh, you know, I had chemical peel. Like, it's so funny. I never, even now, I feel like I want to share. Ugh, I have to take a breath. I want to share the behind the scenes of why I formulated this product to fix my own skin barrier. But I'm also, you know, not totally comfortable with going into it. I sold my clinics a couple of years ago and retired, and I've had a great couple of years. Even with the pandemic, I got stuck in LA. But, you know, it's nice to take time out, and everyone knows me unless I've stuff to sell and promote, keep a low profile. So we have Dermaface MD, and also Aerospace MD is my other brand, because I'm dual qualified. I'm an aerospace engineer, was my first degree, and I love sailing, and I've sailed across the Atlantic, Florida to Portsmouth in the UK, and I have a yacht master's. And I'm just kind of, I think it's really important. This product is insane. It's advanced detoxifying oxygenating moisturizer. So this gets rid of all the toxins. So at the end of the day, especially living in a big city, you can put this on after you wash your face and just leave it on for 2 or 3 minutes. And it's oxygenating moisturizer, which is amazing. I also, as well, to be honest with you, with regard to hyaluronic serums, it's really important to realize that you want to tap them onto wet skin. Because if you're having hyaluronic injected in the form of fillers, it's going to be injected and the needle will deliver the really big molecules, which is amazing. But in this case, the Dermaface MD topical, so you don't have the same luxury knowing that the product is definitely going to get deep in. So you have to formulate a product that is a mix of a medium weight hyaluronic and a heavier weighted hyaluronic, and then that it will hopefully ideally actually go into the skin barrier and cross the skin barrier itself. So yeah, this is the limited edition for Q. Then the original, the OR, is in white, and again they're the same product, the same formulation. This is a limited edition, so go to the website, TikTok, your usual places that you purchase. Free shipping over $40. And right now we are shipping in America and Canada, and if shipping to Ireland, probably the product will take a little bit longer. But anyway, just ask any questions or email dermafacemd.com website and ask any questions. So now that we've done a little bit on skincare and who is sponsoring the show, let's just spill the tea on all things reality TV. So right here, the word on the street, obviously the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills dropped this week. First of all, I was speaking to a producer recently and they were like, oh, what do you think of the girls? Garcelle is nice as fucking boring. Garcelle is sweet, but like, she's the personality of a fire hydrant. That's Strutton Strachan. What, I don't even know what her fucking name is. He's a complete wreck the head. She's like super annoying. Strachan, and she's got this southern, I don't know, y'all accent, like, ugh, just like insufferable. I don't know her name, it's Strachan, whatever. I just call her Hillbilly Hilda. What can I say? So before we talk about that and Maurizio and Kyle, I just wanted to come on record and say I messed up in the last episode, because everyone's commenting on TikTok and asking me about Vagina Macaroni, one of my co-stars, or as I like to call her, my supporting cast of The Real Housewives of Ireland. They're asking me about her relationship with the Dutch fella or the Norwegian fella, wherever he's from. Oh my God, I completely messed up, because I was reading the 2015 article in the newspapers from Barry Egan, and Barry Egan is a very reputable journalist in Ireland from the newspaper group The Independent, a very reputable source. Anyway, he was discussing it with him and they were saying that it was all good and there was no big drama. Anyway, I posted it up and a few of my very loyal and concerned followers let me know that I hadn't done my research. So I would just like to come on record and say I am so sorry about that. Subsequently brought myself up to date. Also the comments that I didn't support her bikini line, Miss V, that's not true. I wore Miss V bikinis all summer long in Quinta del Lago. As soon as I got off the golf course, I would put on a Miss V bikini. And also everyone's like, you didn't congratulate her on her recent engagement. Also false. I sent her a bouquet of flowers, albeit I don't know if it reached her, because I believe that That was to her last known address, but they've moved around a lot in the last few years. I mean, what can I say? I can only do my best. Let's talk about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Big storyline, Maurizio and Kyle. The problem is, while this has just dropped on the 26th, I think it landed, the problem is that Maurizio is into week 4 or week 5 of Dancing with the Stars here in LA. His partner is about half the age of Kyle. She's a very attractive blonde girl. She has a bit of an accent, which is kind of a cool thing over here. So basically, the situation is, you know, he's been doing pieces to camera saying that they're separated, but they're not giving up on their marriage. They're not throwing in the towel. But he's doing these pieces to camera while standing on the Dancing with the Stars, arm around a girl who's half his age. Maybe not half his age, but she's very pretty. So it's just really weird. Also, the whole Kyle and Morgan, the country singer, lesbian, you know, sort of storyline, or whether they're lesbian. Kyle just maintains that she's just friends. And same with Teddy Mendelclaff. The two of them did an interview with Andy recently this week in New York. Kyle is like not a lesbian, not having an affair with Morgan, the country singer. And then Maurizio also was out for dinner with his dance partner and photographed with the dance partner. And listen, I'll tell you this, if I come off a comedy stage, I don't want to go home, sit on my own. Of course I want to go out for something to eat. Of course you want to enjoy the success of just a comedy show or just taping live TV or whatever you're doing. No one wants to do live TV and, you know, or do 10 minutes of stand-up comedy in an amazing club and then be like, okay, great, I'm going to go home and put my pajamas on in 20 minutes. Of course you want to go out for something to eat. Was it clever that he was photographed with his dance partner and his parents? No, because it looked like he was a new girlfriend, or introducing the dance partner to the parents, which it probably wasn't. It was just they were, I mean, that's what he claims. I don't know. But what I will say to you is, on the streets here in downtown Beverly Hills, anytime I speak to any of my friends who are realtor, he's very well known within the realtor industry. He has the agency, which is 2 blocks from my office. Well known, a very well respected as a family man. There's never been, you know, you hear rumors in this town, so-and-so will say, oh, they were always a player, or they were this and that. Absolutely. You know, I was asking, I was like the same as everyone else, having a little gossip, and I was saying, you know, is there any truth to that? And they were all like, no, no, he's such a family man. He's so loyal to his wife. He's no interest. He's never flirted with anyone. So they've had a good 26, 27 years. I don't know what's going on. Maybe there's just a disconnect, but I think it's really bad that everyone's saying she's having a lesbian affair, he's having an affair with, but again, I guess, you know, Kyle said they haven't been spending that much time together, and that's what happens. You know, sometimes things can be self-propagating. Do I think they're doing it for a storyline? No, absolutely not. Their kids are involved, their daughters are involved. I don't think that's for a storyline at all. And Erica Jane also was saying the same. Do I think that this season is going to be sensational? I'm concerned, because with no Rinna, with no Lisa Rinna, I think no Rinna, no ratings, but that's just what I think. And again, just if anyone's, my pronouns are Botox Bitch, is my merch that is available for sale on DermaFaceMD or diaryofabotoxbitch.com. So do I think that this season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills will be amazing? I don't know. I don't know. I think the only storyline really is the one of Maurizio and Kyle. And it's actually unfolding in real time, because he's into week 4. I think it's this week is week 4 of Dancing with the Stars. The other big show as well, obviously, that's taping at the moment, but it hasn't aired, is Vanderpump. And the reason I know that is because I did a show 5 or 6 weeks ago in the Belly Room and Comedy Store, and one of the girls who was on the lineup with me also tapes for that show, and she was come late, but she was, you know, we always try and get there maybe an hour beforehand, but she was a little closer to the start time, which is totally fine. Like, no one cares in comedy. We're doing 2 or 3 shows a night, so you might be coming through half a show and leaving halfway through and then getting on to your next, and we all accommodate and move. Yeah, go ahead, no worries if you've got a bounce to do another show. So it's really no big deal. But she did say to me that she was coming in late, said to the audience, because she had been filming a pool scene for Vanderpump. So that was kind of interesting. The Vanderpump sewer, the pink car, is actually parked garage that I use in West Hollywood. So that's just interesting gossip. So as the Vanderpump thing unfolds, I'll try and get a little bit of tea for that, and we can spill the tea on all things reality TV. So back to my own show, I did The Real Housewives of Ireland. Like I said, Bravo sued the producers because it was called Real Housewives of Ireland and Southside Housewives and Dublin Wives. Like, I don't even know what it's called to this day. Who knows? It was changing on the weekly basis. But she betrayed me. And yes, people, that's what happens in reality TV. So I have her on my phone as Jodas to remind me of the betrayal. Interesting character. But the real nemesis in the show was a girl called Virginia Macari, as I used to call her, Vagina Macaroni, to her face, or Flip the Burger. She was dubbed, so I was dubbed Dr. Botox by the British and Irish tabloids. Sometimes just the bitch of Botox, sometimes just the Botox bitch. Like, whatever. Virginia Macari was dubbed like heiress to a Irish burger joint dynasty. What am I even saying? Like a dynasty heiress, maybe to an Irish IHOP or an Irish Denny's. I mean, please, like, they own like 2 corner fish and chip shops. Let's not lose the fucking one of ourselves. Very interesting character. She still looks amazing for someone her age. Like, I think she's 57, 58 now, and she just looks amazing. Also, in an earlier episode on TikToks as well, people were asking me about her. I hadn't caught up, so I just wanted to go on record and state a few things really from the bottom of my heart, which is, firstly, I didn't realise, I was reading a story from 2015, which is a Barry Egan story, and Barry Egan is a very reputable journalist in Ireland. Sunday Independent newspapers, again, a very reputable source if ever there was one. Anyway, I had been reading an article from 2015 in which the Norwegian had been saying that it was just a misunderstanding, and so I didn't think there was anything more to it. But luckily, TikTok viewers put up comments and messaged me saying, oh, no, there was a whole lot more to it. So before I go on record and clarify that, I'd just like to say that I didn't know that it had gone to the stage where police were arresting him and he was being deported back to Norway from Marbella in Spain. And obviously Marbella is a sunny place for shady people, so whatever. Also, just like to say as well, I, and again, I don't know the full story. My understanding is that Flip the Burger, as I like to call her affectionately, and I know she loves that because it's just more endearing than calling her Vagina Macaroni. But she was my real nemesis in the show, but super interesting character. Like I said, she looks amazing. She must be like nearly 57 now, and she just looks stunning. So very interesting character. She's lived a really amazing, cool life, to be honest with you. So kudos to her. She also has a bikini line called Miss V. And also, I just want to go on record. Everyone's like, you dubbed her bikini line Miss V. I didn't. All summer long, I've been wearing Miss V bikinis in Quinta del Lago. As soon as I get off the golf course, I pop on a Miss V bikini. So I didn't snub her bikini line, Miss V, all summer long wearing it in Quinta del Lago. Also down in Malibu before I go to Nobu for sashimi. So like whatever. Also as well, I don't appreciate the comments saying that I didn't congratulate her on her new engagement. In my defense, I was confused as to who she was engaged to. So, but also I did send a massive bouquet of flowers. Yeah, thanks a lot. Now, do I know she got it? No. But I did send it to her last known address. My understanding is they were on the move a lot for the last number of years. But also recently as well, I had an earlier podcast, I totally messed up. So I just want to go on record and say, oh, I'm so sorry. I had read the article where Barry Egan, again, a very reputable source, Irish News from the Irish Independent, I had stated that I thought it was all over and done with. And then luckily, would you believe it, a lot of my TikTok followers were so good as to send me links. So I don't really know what to say with this. But again, I'm confused because I'm just catching up to this. So I think what's happened is he was deported to Norway. And then I think he's maybe getting out soon, but Vagina Macaroni is now engaged to somebody else who's actually from a really good family, so I'm very happy for her. Virginia Macari, sorry. Like I said, I actually really like her. She was a great person to have on the show, and she's super glamorous. Like I said, she's like 57, 58, and she just looks stunning. She looks like better than me on a good day. So kudos to her, amazing. But I'm just reading this here and realizing that, oops, my bad. So it goes, this is the moment fugitive and ex-former Irish reality TV star Vagina Macaroni. Oh, sorry, the fugitive ex of the reality TV star. For a moment, I thought it was herself that got arrested. Jesus Christ, I have to be careful about this. So this is the moment, and they have it on the Irish Mirror, that the fugitive ex of the former Irish reality TV star. Sorry, my bad. I thought it said ex-former reality TV star. I thought everyone was getting arrested. It says, this is the moment that fugitive ex of former Irish reality TV star Virginia Macari is handed over to the police. So again, just to recap, and this is my bad, I didn't do my research. So for the earlier episode of Diary of a Botox Bitch, oh, so embarrassing. And like I said, my source was Barry Egan, so I took it to be verbatim because Barry Egan is an excellent journalist, and the Irish Independent, particularly the Sunday Indo, is just an excellent source, news source, you know, never to be questioned. So, you know, and again, it's not that it's to be questioned, it's just that someone, Botox Bitch here, didn't do her research and wasn't up to date. And luckily, like I said, many TikTok followers sent me the links here, and I'm reading it now, and it says, this is the former. So basically, here's the deal. I did an earlier episode of Diary of Botox Bitch, and I explained that all was hunky-dory from 2015, because that was my bad. I had read up and not really kept up to date with it. And also, part of me just couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it, you know, that all of this was going on. Hard to believe. So thank you to Susan in Ballinasloe and also Becky Galway for sending me these links. A shout out. And this is the moment that the fugitive ex of former reality TV star Vagina Macaroni is handed over to the police and put on a plane to face justice. And again, my bad. I read it as the moment fugitive ex Irish reality TV star. She didn't get arrested, so sorry about that. Again, I'm just a little bit sick of the fact that people are saying things to me like, you didn't support her bikini line. Miss V is beautiful bikini lines. And Virginia, if you remember, it was Macari Brennan initially, and great designer. And she's always had an eye for style. She's super stylish, like I said, pressing on 57 or 58, and she's actually never looked better. So I'm just looking here at the link sent here. It's the Irish Mirror. This is the moment the fugitive ex of former, not the fugitive ex, not the ex former reality TV star, but the her ex. Oh my God, actually, that makes me realise now. Are they broken up, or what happens? Like when someone goes and is arrested, do they stay? Anyway, I couldn't comment on that. But this is the moment that a fugitive ex of former Irish reality TV star Virginia Macari's, Vagina Macari's, ex is handed over to, I'm getting all muddled up now. She did not get arrested. Okay, is handed over to the police and put on a plane to face justice. Spanish cops held. I'm just reading this. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm reading this. Spanish cops held convicted fraudster Thor Castell last month in the upmarket resort of Marbella. Let's not lose the run of ourselves. Marbella is a stunning place for shady people. Quinta de Lagos, far better. 48-year-old. Okay. Had been on the run for more than 2 years following his release on bail after his initial arrest in December 2015. Does anyone know, did Flip the Burger, was she on the run with him? It's just shocking stuff to me, to be honest with you. And then it says Norwegian authorities issued a European arrest warrant. A European arrest warrant after he was sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in prison. So if this was in 2019, now hang on a sec, he must be getting out sooner. He must be out. But she's got to engage to somebody else from a really good family. So this I approve of. And I'm glad she kind of parted ways. But it says here, yesterday Spanish police, and this is again from 2019 footage, is online. Spanish police released footage of his handover to Norwegian cops ahead of his extradition. Imagine being extradited. Jesus Christ. I don't think there's any business class when you're extradited. I think you're in coach. I recently actually had to get a Spirit Airlines. So this is for my American audience. I recently had to get a Spirit Airlines flight back from the East Coast. Of course, it was a medical emergency on board. And a medical emergency is a huge inconvenience for everyone. I get it, especially medical professions, actually, and especially me, because we take a Hippocratic oath, but also like medical emergencies mid-flight, not really my vibe. You know, flight attendant, they were asking, is there a doctor on board? Spirit Airlines, please. The doctors are all in American or Delta. Unrealistic. Also asking for a nurse on board Spirit Airlines. Also unrealistic. Just ask for like a hospital porter or, I don't know, like a dental hygienist or a dental receptionist. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that when he was frog marched to the steps of a plane at Malaga Airport, I'm pretty sure he wasn't in business class and was probably in coach. Two undercover Norwegian cops followed the Spanish office as they led Norwegian away. The officers have handed him over in Malaga, a fugitive on the run from Norwegian justice. But I'm just confused because if Vagina Macaroni was there with him, was she on the run as well? Or is she like accessory to being on the run? Like I said, I don't want any nasty comments because I did send flowers to her to congratulate her on her engagement. And she's marrying a good guy from a really good family. So this is great and good stability for her. And I did send flowers. Do I know she definitely got them? No, I just sent them to the last known address. Like it even says here, they were on the run. I mean, I just did my best. I mean, on the run, like I just like, what can I do? Anyway, it says the Spanish National Police officers have assigned the Norwegian team until entry of TKD on a plane. What's TKD? Oh, that's his name. Well, he was always very nice to me on set, so I don't know. But again, thank you to everyone for bringing me up to date. I made such a fool of myself in the first episode, vehemently stating that there was no truth to it and whatnot. So sorry about that. Before we finish up the podcast, I just want to answer one question somebody had asked me about lip filler and marionette and nasolabial lines. The best thing I would say, and this is a portion of the show that we called Botox, meaning Botox Talks, which I think is kind of cool. So Botox is advice on filler. We only have one question today. And the question is, how do you know if you need filler in your nasolabial? So what I would suggest is getting a mirror and leaning over. And if you see shaded areas, then you know that you probably need a little bit of filler. Because it's good to know what you need before you actually go to the clinic. So you're on top of it or whatever, and you're not sold products. That, like, just always take the consult and then go away and think about what you want to have done before you have it done. So that's how you would know. If you look into a mirror and you lean over and you see the shadows and the shaded areas, then that's the thing to do. And it's funny, actually, if you look at my face, I just had filler here and here and here and here. But curiously, I had some Botox into this little orange peel into my chin here. And because the Botox was just 3 days ago, it hasn't taken yet. So when this taken, this will actually cement this area and it'll be more solid, which will give just generally a more solid jawline. Actually, that's the funny thing. Someone asked me what's the best bang for your Botox buck, and everyone gets it in the face, right? And then some people want to have it along the jawline, which is great because it'll give a really snatched look. But of course, there's always some idiot who wants to have it in the neck, and you've got to be super careful because if you get Botox in the neck, it'll relax the breathing apparatus. I mean, not always, but it can. And you know, I mean, no panic. You'll be back breathing independently in 3 to 4 months with no intubation. But if you relax your breathing apparatus, you're going to have to be intubated for 3-4 months. I mean, I don't want to dramatize the Botox. The point being, don't get Botox in your bloody neck. Just like leave it well alone. Now, I'm going to finish off just reading a paragraph or two from my book, Diary of a Botox Bitch. The last episode, we were talking about the time that I got stopped by the French police while driving to, well, along the French coast, I won't say where. And this is chapter one of Diary of a Botox Bitch. And I was talking about the time I was in Monaco. And we're just going to pick up from there where I was stopped by the police. Oh, forgot about that. I was a bit of a fugitive myself on that particular occasion, but I was stopped by the police and I was trying to wriggle out of a $800 fine and they were trying to confiscate my car. But I said, look, clearly the trick worked, as the next thing, Mr. French policeman asked me where I was going. And I told him I was off to have dinner with a friend in the town. It turned out he was a big fan of the sports in that town, so I had to put him on the phone to the person who was cooking the dinner. And I sensed a possible shift in the balance of power with this new revelation. In fact, he thought it was imperative to speak on the phone with my awaiting host. That was east of Monaco, said person of my predicament. The French man was very helpful in furnishing the policeman with a number of tickets for a home game. Then goes on to say, here in Aix-en-Provence. Oh yeah, I was saying goodbye to the police officer and he was actually very nice. I mean, completely corrupt, obviously. We had to give sporting tickets away, and then instead of paying 800 bucks, I had to pay 250. But I was like, I don't have any cash. So they drove me to an ATM at a service station 10 miles down the road, took the cash, which was clearly going into his back pocket. So like super corrupt. And I was speaking French. I was like, oh, je suis désolé, je suis un petit docteur irlandais, pas beaucoup de français. But anyway, they were like, yeah, your French is great, get in the back of the squad car. So I didn't get arrested, which is great. And before anyone comes at me, big difference between a little speeding, big fraud thing, but whatever. And I remember I gave the gendarme, I was like, okay, au revoir. And I was like, which you do like two times. And he said, ici, and here in Aix-en-Provence, it's four kisses. So I got out of getting my vehicle confiscated by paying the cash and just being not, never hurt. And to be nice, I would just strongly recommend don't speed on French motorways. I tried to convince the French police that it was the speed limit in Ireland, it was 200 kilometers an hour, which is why I messed up. They were like, yeah, whatever. They just weren't buying it at all. So like I said, I had to pay a big fine, but luckily the car wasn't confiscated, because if I was confiscated 300 miles east of Monaco and then in the middle of nowhere trying to get a train back at like 9 o'clock at night, it would have been a complete nightmare, because I was meant to be presenting at the World Aesthetic Medicine Conference in Monaco 2 days later. Anyway, that is all I'm going to read from my book today, because we're going to be on to chapter two now and I want to start afresh with that. Thank you so much for watching Diary of a Botox Bitch podcast. You can visit the website dermafacemd.com. You can also go to diaryofabitch.com for details on the book release. So that is it for Diary of a Botox Bitch episode two. If you have any questions or any comments, and again, I honestly do apologize hugely for the fact I didn't misrepresent. I just thought everything was cool with the old situation with the Norwegian. That's my bad. I should have researched better. So like I said, I wanted to go on record and say I'm now up to date. So it wasn't quite the fairy tale ending that I thought it might be. And I'm sorry for any misinformation I gave anyone. Also, don't come at me saying I didn't support her bikinis, because I did support her bikinis. Miss V bikinis are amazing. Like I said, I wore them all summer long in Quinta del Lago and on the beach in Malibu, where I got my sashimi at Nobu. As soon as I come off the golf course in Quinta del Lago, just the first thing I would do is put on a Miss V bikini. Also as well, I'm very happy about her engagement. I just don't know how it's all going to work out, because I think Norwegian is getting out of his extended stay and I don't know how they're going to work all of that out. And Jesus, wouldn't it be fabulous to have the reality TV cameras and that. But what I will say is I don't like the comments saying that I'm not happy for her. I'm so happy for her getting married and for her engagement. Also, I did send her flowers actually. So not true. Do I know that she definitely got the flowers? Not necessarily. I mean, like I said, it even says it here. They moved address a lot the last couple of years. So I sent it to her last known address. I mean, that's all. That's all a Botox bitch can do.
I know it's exactly what you've been waiting for. So let's do this.
Welcome to the segment we call Bo Talks. Let's talk all things Botox, filler, and skincare.